It was a crisp November morning, and in the secluded thoroughfare that was Cranberry Avenue, the birds were singing, the leaves were falling, and Crucible was having his breakfast. Between mouthfuls of bacon and mushrooms, he gave the newspapers the swift port to starboard. The gossip column caught his eye, and he remembered the devil. Throwing the paper in the waste bin, he wiped his mouth on his napkin and padded into the spare bedroom. Chaotic was the scene that met his eye. Paper hats, balloons, and streamers were lying around the room, and there were of bottles not a few. The devil himself, still clad in Crucible's second-best dress suit, was sprawled across the bed, snoring loudly.
"Wakey, wakey!"
shouted Crucible heartlessly. The effect was impressive. The devil shot a clear 2 feet in the air and came down clutching his head. The language he used turned Crucible's ears bright red. Crucible busied himself in the kitchen and returned with a cup of black coffee. "Here."
"Ouch, not so loud."
Slurp.
"Oh, that's better. What happened last night?"
"You tried the effect of vodka and green chartreuse."
"Ouch."
"Quite. Now, best foot, hoof, forward. Hell's opening ceremony is at 12.
"I can't go like this, and ouch."
"Sorry, you'll just have to drink gallons of black coffee and bear it. Now come on." Jazz resounded around the walls of hell. Pop music echoed along the dark corridors, mingling with the click of slot machines. Espresso coffee flowed in rivers. The scream of hotted-up motorcycles mingled with the screams of banshees, both ghostly and human, guitar strumming for the use of. The growth of hell's popularity only equaled the growth of the devil's bank account. Up high in his balcony on the wall of hell, the devil poured himself a drink of water and took 3 tranquilizer pills.